the darker brother. I, too, am American.
In the 1930s, at Wiley College, a small all-black school in Texas, Professor Mel Tolson greets his new class with the words of African-American poet Langston Hughes. His goal is to challenge these young people to strengthen their minds, and his method is to form them into an intercollegiate debate team.
Gentlemen and lady, debate is combat, but your weapons are words.
This was a time and place in America when black students were not welcome, often not permitted on the campuses of major universities. But as the Wiley team scores victory after victory, they can no longer be ignored or marginalized.
We'll be one of the first Negro colleges in America to ever debate a white college.
If we defeat them, we defeat the best.
Work hard, Professor Tolson assures his debaters, and you can achieve. Do what you've got to do so you can do what you want to do, is how he puts it. Along with producing and directing the film, Denzel Washington stars as Tolson, and he acknowledges that theme is a philosophy he also uses with his own children.
I don't know if it came from me. I must have heard it somewhere else, but it was a theme in the movie, do what you got to do so that you can do what you want to do. I call it a sports movie. You know, in those days, that's what they considered it, a spectator sport. I mean, it was a very popular event to go to, so that was interesting, the fact that there were only 360 students at this college, and they were going up against these big schools. That was very fascinating.
As he did with his debut film as director, 2002's Antoine Fisher, Washington cast talented but relatively unknown young actors as the Wiley College debate team members, Nate Parker, Journey Smollett, and Denzel Whitaker. Then Washington says he challenged them not just to portray, but to become debaters.
We set up a camp for the young actors. I met Dr. Freeman, who's the debating coach at Texas Southern, which is one of the top debating schools in the country, and he put them through their paces.
Mr. Denzel was very adamant about us researching and us knowing what we were talking about and being well-versed in debate, in the process of debate.
Nate Parker says that helped him and his co-stars understand a lot about their characters.
It paid off, and it's a testament to research and preparation. I mean, anytime you're going to stand up in front of people and speak passionately about something, it helps for you to know what you're talking about. And that is what helped us in the film. You know, you see the film and you see these speeches that were, of course, written by someone else, but we studied and we researched all the details behind those speeches so we could be passionate. You know what I mean? So they meant something to us so we could be believable to you all.
Smollett adds that making the film also became a powerful lesson in living history.
Through the extensive research that we all had to do, as you dig deeper and deeper and deeper and just hear, you know, all the stories, firsthand account stories of what it was like to live in the Jim Crow South and what it was like living through the Great Depression. They knew education was their ticket. And that's the thing everyone told us. And that's the thing a lot of the firsthand account stories were saying, is that education was their ticket. You were either a sharecropper or you were an educated person. There was no in-between.
Denzel Whitaker portrays the youngest member of the team, teenager James Farmer Jr., who would grow up to establish CORE, the Congress for Racial Equality, and become a leader of the American Civil Rights Movement.
First of all, I think there's a little pressure with wanting to do the actual person justice, with playing the role. And just playing in a time period where African Americans weren't accepted in society, it's hard and kind of devastating to see, you know, like, of course I've learned about it in our history books and whatnot, but to actually play the character is a little different because you could relate to sort of what your ancestors were going through. For me, it just brought me closer. It helps me to understand what I learned in the history books. It's not just text anymore.
I felt not an obligation, but a connection, if you will, with Mel Tolson and with Dr. Farmer and his father and all of these people, and Henrietta Wells, and all of these people that accomplished what they accomplished.
Director Denzel Washington adds, however, that he sees the history as directly relevant to issues of today and adult responsibility to guide and mentor the next generation.
Whatever troubles our young people have are our fault, period. I don't care how you slice it. We created this environment. We created this world that they are born into. And it is our responsibility to try to create an environment for them to excel. That's what happened at Wiley. You know, as the line I say in the film, I and every other professor
and every other professor on this campus are here to help you
to find, take back, and keep your righteous mind.
And this is what we have to do. We just can't say, well, it's up to them and they got to figure it out. James Farmer Jr. And Henry Heights and Henrietta Wells did not excel in a vacuum. It was because somebody was there and someone made the sacrifice for them to excel.
The time for justice is always right now.
The Great Debaters also features Oscar winner Forrest Whitaker as James Farmer Sr., John Hurd plays the racist local sheriff, and the film is produced by TV personality Oprah Winfrey. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.